Not where I won't roam around on you. But coming to you this morning, I feel like it's something that a lot of times as I study and pray this week about what message God would have me to bring, little did I know. That I'd be living my message. If you find in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2, if you would, and we'll read that. It said, thus saith the Lord that created you, Jacob and Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask, God, that you will touch us, Lord, this morning. God, let us be able to speak to the people, Lord, and let you speak through me, Lord, like you spoke to me this week. We ask, God, that you will touch each and every one. And God, bless this message in the name of Jesus, we pray. You may be seated. As I was saying, a lot of times when I was studying, I give you this Sunday morning off. Because as I preach, or attempt to preach with God's help, I'll be preaching to myself. Maybe some of you can relate to it when different things in the message this morning. But as I read you this in Isaiah chapter 43, I ran across a little saying, and it has a lot to do with ships don't sink because the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what happened around you get inside you and weigh you down. We try to be positive in a lot of things we do in this life, and especially we Christians, we should do the best we possibly can do. And even though this world surrounds us and seems like sometimes when we look around us, we get overwhelmed by the situation maybe in our life or in our community or in our nation. And if we're not careful, we will allow the water to sip into our ship and to weigh us down. And if we allow the water to continue to get into the ship and continue to fill the ship up with the worries of this world, my friend, we're on a one-way path to being sunk. We find in Philippians chapter 4, says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We find ourselves, if we're not careful, and I were talking to my co-workers this week, and you know, it's just like this with, I hope it is with everybody, but with me. Sometimes you will start talking about the things that maybe can be changed at the workplace or maybe in our lives, things that we could do to change. And we start dwelling on that and thinking about how things are is not like it should be. And before we know it, we are start talking negatively about a lot of things. I know, like I said, I'm leaving you out this morning. I'm not telling you, but you can relate to what I'm talking about. So many times when we get our mindset in a negative attitude, it will drag you down. It will hinder you from being doing the work for God had intended for you to do. We find that sometimes when we go to, a lot of times we start talking this week, and before you know it, we'd be right down to, well, they could do this and they could do that, and everything's wrong, and we got to try to make everything right, and it makes it hard, and it's just a hard life that we live. You know, woe is me. Well, we find ourselves, and I talked to my co-workers and I read them this scripture that I read you this morning in Philippians chapter 4. I find myself a lot of times would go right back to the negative talk, and finally I'd have to stop mid-sentence and say, boy, it's pretty weather today, ain't it? We just have to change subject. Anybody relate? We find if we're not careful, and that's a tactic of the devil to try to hinder us or try to get our mindset on the problems that are around us. And we find our mindset that it overwhelms us with the working conditions. It might not even have to be the working conditions at work. It can be problems at home. It can be financial situations that maybe how are we going to do this? And don't get me wrong, I know there's problems in this life as long as we are living in this flesh. But as I read to you, and like I very much do a lot of times, when I read the scriptures, I look for the S on the end of some of the words, because sometimes that lets me know that it's just not a one-time event. When I read in Isaiah and it said there's rivers, meaning that ain't only just going to be one river in my life that I'm going to have to cross, that Jesus Christ is going to keep it from overflowing me. There ain't only one problem that I'm going to have, that I'm going to have to go through in this life, that's going to try to overwhelm me. As we look out of the ship and look at the water around us, like the little parable I said, if we're not careful, we will let the water get into our life and it will separate us from God. It'll hinder us from worshiping Him. It'll hinder us from acknowledging Him, who He is. Why? Because we'll think about the problems and not the problem solver. Too many times I've been down and discouraged, and I find myself going down that avenue of road. Won't be able to sleep, or things bothering me, or something like that. And that's not God's intent, church. As we started worrying about the problems, then we'll look up and start saying, Lord, I praise you. You want to try it, sometime try it. When you feel like negativism and you're feeling downtrodden, you look up and say, God, I praise you. Even though this problem is still here, I still praise you for your God in my life. And he said he'll never put no more on me than what I can take. And sometimes I question, God, you sure? You really sure about that? Because it gets heavy sometimes, don't it? Like I said, I'm preaching to myself, but I can hope you can relate to what I'm telling you this morning. The problems of this world will wear you down. But we find in Philippians where what he's telling us is to stand fast in the Lord and put our mind upon the Lord and the things that matter. For a lot of this other stuff don't matter, but it seems like we worry about it and worry about it and worry about it. But we find ourselves, and then Paul finally went and said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, that tells me that the Philippians was having problems too when Paul wrote them a scripture. And you've got to realize as we're reading, when the Philippians we're reading, it's not Paul standing out in the middle of the street preaching to the world and writing these messages and writing these letters to the world, but he's writing to the church of Philippi. He's telling them, and that means to tell me that it's brothers and sisters in Christ that are saved and on the way to heaven that's going to have these problems. And he's given us an antidote to how we could come out from among being discouraged and be encouraged. He's given us an antidote as we read these every attribute that I read you. It's an attribute of Jesus Christ and who he is. He's true. There's no other truth in this world other than the truth in Jesus Christ. There is everybody else will tell you, oh, that's the truth. But my friend, when the Word of God says it, and Jesus Christ says it, when you read it in the red letters in the New Testament, you can mark it down. That is the truth. And everything he says, there's truth in his Word. So we need to think on God's words. We need to think on the truth of the things that the Lord has in store for us. We need to think of the blessings that God has blessed us with. So many times I get discouraged and downtrodden. Then I start thinking, when I see my grandchildren in good health, see my wife in good health, see my children in good health, see a roof over my head that don't leak, God providing food on my table, my friend, then that problem starts subsiding and going away and diminishing. Why? Because I see how God has blessed me. My friend, you can do the same thing. When troubles start coming your way and you're worrying about what this world is going to do, think on these things. Now, I know when I'm telling you, when I'm telling you that I'm preaching on myself, because I know a lot of you this morning can't relate to what I'm talking about. When you're at work or when you start talking about something and it escalates and it grows and it grows and the negativism starts coming, and before you know it, you find yourself talking negative when you shouldn't be. I know that it happens. Why? Because, Lord help me, it does. I do that sometimes. We all do. I like to hear that amen. That means you're in agreement with me. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, Brother Jeff, I can relate to you. You don't know how much that encourages me, because I think sometimes I'm the only one that goes through problems. Sometimes I think I'm the only one that I see situations in my life that it overwhelms me. But as I read and as Paul wrote to the Philippians, think on these things. Just think of the things that are just in your life. There's surety in knowing Jesus Christ. There's surety in his word. There's surety in the blood of Jesus Christ when he washed our sins away. My friend, we are on the road to living and being with Christ in heaven one of these days. His blood forgive me of my sins. Amen. And I'm on my way to heaven. I have that surety. I have that just in Christ because I know that he forgave me of my sins. Now Satan tries to lay things on me and try to divert me from that. And he tries to hinder me from thinking on these things. And Lord, sometimes I ain't going to give him no credit, but sometimes he does a real good job. But then when I start getting to a point, I say, God, it's only you. And then I start centering my mind, and you try it sometimes. The next time you feel discouraged or feeling sorry and pity for yourself, you think on these positive things. You think on the things of Christ. Like I said, what I've read to you, everything that I've read to you is an attribute of who Jesus Christ is. He's pure. No other one has ever been upon this earth without sin in his life other than Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. No other man has ever lived on this earth other than Jesus Christ as sinless and blameless. And that's why, my friend, he was the supreme sacrifice. We read and we read how John in Revelation said there was one, and they were looking for one to open the seal. And there was no one there. And then finally a little lamb came up. And he, my friend, was worthy to open the seal. That none other than Jesus Christ, my friend, is worthy to open the seals and to save us from this lost and dying world. I thank God for that. It says, whatsoever things are lovely. What is love? God is love, my friend. Anything that has to do with love, God is into it. We need to have the love of God in us that we can forgive people that are problems that we have. To able to forgive them. Well, Brother Jeff, I can forgive them. Yes, you can. While I can't forget it, nobody's asking you to forget it. Just forgive it, let it go, and let it go on. If you start dwelling on what it is, that problem will be right back there in your lap again. You come to the altar and pray, God, deliver me from this. Free me from this. And then, if you're not careful, you pick it right back up and take it right back to your seat and sit right back down with that same problem you have. Hello? Been there? Done that. Come on, y'all need to help me preach. I'm hard on myself this morning, ain't I? But we do that. But when we find that, as we read there, if there be any virtue and good report, what's that telling me? Let's talk about the thing that's good. Let's don't talk about the things that's negative. When we're talking or just conversations and stuff, don't let it lead you down the road to talking negative about people or about the situation at your job or the situation in your home or whatever it is, where you be at school or whatever. But think on good reports. Think on the things that are good. And my friend, the first thing that comes to my mind in my life that is good is none other than Jesus Christ in my life. He's good. He's a good report. And we need to think on these things. And what I'm saying to you this morning is that we need to think on these things when we're getting in the problems of this world is overwhelming us. When the water starts getting into our ship and our ship starts sinking, we need to start thinking on these good things. Think on the things that Paul tells the Philippians to think on. I love Philippians. I love it because it has some scriptures in there that are very strong. Verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What's that telling me? When I get downtrodden and discouraged, I can look up and say, I can do all things, not through my strength, not through who I am, not through the person that I am, but it's through Christ who lives and dwells inside me, my friend. That's the one that we need to look to. We can do all things. You hear what I'm telling you, church? It didn't say some of the things. It didn't say part of the things, but it said all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I thank God for that. We find in closing, as I was reading this week, I think it was my father-in-law that put this little clip on the Facebook, and it's sorrow looks back. Worry looks around us. Anybody relate to that? We start thinking about things that's happened in the past and we get sorrowful. We think about the past of what somebody else has done to us or how somebody else has treated us, and it's sorrowful to us. And we look at things around us like we're talking about the waters that are around us, the waters of this world, the troubles and the trials of this world, and we worry when we look around us. Anybody worried lately? Come on now, be honest with yourself. Every one of us ought to hold our hands out the way this situation the world's in. We every one worried somebody. If it ain't, I praise God for you. I want you to pray for me up here this morning. If you're that strong, I want you to pray for me this morning. Because I need strength. But I get my strength from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. But as we worry and look around us. But it says faith looks up. Why are we looking up? Because we're looking for Christ to come. One of these days he's going to come. And he's going to take us home. Whether it be that I draw my last breath and go through the grave, or whether he splits the eastern sky and comes to take me home in the rapture. My friend, there's one thing certain. I am going to be home with Christ. You, my friend, you are. If you have Jesus Christ in your life and you've asked him to forgive you of your sins and his blood has been applied to your life, you have that surety. You have that promise. And when God promised something, you can take it. It's truth. It's honest. It's just. And it's loving because of the reason he done it in your life. Think on these things. Think on the scripture that says this, that we can have Christ in our life and we can have that assurity because he said it's going to be that way. It is that way. And we have that strength in Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that. For one of these days, I have that hope, that blessed hope, that I'm going to be with him forever. And in closing, if you come to the music this morning, faith looks up. I love in chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, a very famous statement that Paul says. It says, "Brethren, I count myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind me, forgetting those worries, those trials that I've been through, forgetting the tribulation that I've been through, which are behind me, and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to come into my life. I'm looking for him to lead me and guide me." If you do not have Jesus Christ in your life this morning, I want to give you an invitation to come to this altar. If you've been worrying about the problems of this world, I give you an invitation to come to the problem solver. Jesus Christ will take care of us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And then in the last part, in the blessing of those things forth unto these things which are, we find forgetting those things which are behind us and reaching forth unto those things which are before us. I love verse 14. "For I press." He didn't say it's going to be an easy walk, because a press is meaning you pushing. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Are you pressing today? Are you pressing forward and asking God to continue to bless you and not get worried and get downtrodden? For like I said, as I read this and as I do this, I can relate back to this past week that I have had. I caught myself so many times starting to go down that road of negativism. When I had to stop mid-sentence and look at them, say, "Boy, the weather's pretty outside, ain't it?" Just change the subject. Anybody ever had to do that? We do it all the time, don't we? We find ourselves and we get on a bandwagon. Boy, I don't like to be around people that's always downtrodden, always talking about everything and nothing's never right. Boy, do you tell me, pardon if your name is Debbie this morning, but we call them Debbie Downers. That they will come and drag us down with them. Lord, I pray that I don't be that way. And I've even told my co-workers this week, I don't need to do this. We don't need to do this. And they agree with us. And a lot of times as one would start saying something, "Well, the weather's pretty outside." That was a little subject to say, okay, let's get off on something else. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. A lot of times we need to do that. We need to leave it alone. Even though we worry about the problem, leave it alone and give it to God and let God take care of it. Please stand this morning. I feel like that as we look back sometimes in our life, we see the sorrows that are there. I look back and I see good times in my life. The good things, the blessings of God. But if we're living in the past, we can't press for the future. We can't live today. What I'm saying is a lot of times, a lot of people are living in the past. Why it used to be and it used to be this way. I believe the message for the church this morning is today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today is a day of salvation. Do what you can do today. Yes, we're looking for the future, looking Christ to come, but we don't need to live in the past. Amen. The way it always used to be. This is the way we always done it, but we need to look to the future and live for Christ today, my friend. Are you living for Him today? If you are, come around this altar and let's have a time of prayer this morning. Or kneel at your seat, wherever you feel comfortable. Let's take our pleas, and if everything's good, you just throw your hands up and start praising God and blessing Him. But if everything ain't good, you start blessing Him anyway. And you'll watch the problems and see if they don't go away. The problems will still be there, but you'll not worry about them like you did. You start praising God and thanking Him for it. And I thank Him for what He's been in my life. And I thank Him for the times that He's always been there. In the wee hours of the morning when I had no one else to talk to, I could talk to Him, Jesus Christ. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Me and my brother Roy, we're close. And I love Him, dear. But there's not no closer, my friend, than Jesus Christ. I love my Jesus. And I know that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. My friend, that gives us comfort. That gives us hope this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ, or if you're in a valley of worry, in a valley of decisions, please pray. Please come. Come to know Him. If the things of this world are trying to overwhelm you, give it to God. Let Him have it. Let Him have the problem. And don't pick it up and take it back with you. You give it to Him and say, God, I give this to You. I cannot deal with this. You need to help me. And He will. Let's be content with what God has given us. Thank Him for everything that He does for us. Thank You. Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for this, what we've done today. And we ask God that You would touch us this morning. Touch each and every one. Lord, just touch us. Minister to the needs of Your people.
What I would
God,
be
touch the hearts of women.
What I wanted,
yes, Lord, I
to be.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
I thought
hallelujah.
Of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without You holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought I could build on my but I can't even walk without You holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain and the valleys too wide, down on my knees. got you holding my hand. I'm glad that I'm made, Jesus, my own. From now on, when I'm in trouble, on Him I'll call. 'Cause if I don't trust Him, I'd be less than a man. 'Cause